I look down and I see that the turf water is actually really different from the grass water. So I wanted to compare the runoff water of the turf and the grass fields.
When San Francisco began converting some soccer fields from natural grass to artificial turf, well, that's when third grader Claire Dworsky took notice. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Claire is one of the winners of this year's Kid Science Challenge, our nationwide competition for third to sixth graders. With the guidance of oceanographer Adina Paitan, she's been collecting and testing the water runoff from grass and turf fields to determine which field type might be healthier for the environment.
I'm taking another sample. Now I'm going to write the date and what time it is.
And why are we doing that?
So I don't lose track.
Having collected over 100 samples from fields citywide, Claire quickly came to realize the importance of clearly marking and storing each one in preparation for a lab test. Claire's work on the subject is so comprehensive, in fact, that she'll be presenting her findings to city planners in nearby San Carlos.
In San Carlos, they're having a big debate on whether or not they should put turf on the fields instead of grass. I'm going to tell them what really happens if they should put turf or not. I'm going to probably help this debate.
Until her research is complete, Claire has her own preferences when it comes to the field she plays on.
I would prefer turf because it doesn't have gopher holes, it's recycling, and you don't have to color it. When grass, you have to use a lot of money and a lot of water, and there's lots of gopher holes. So that's why I prefer turf.
Pulse of the Planet's Kids Science Challenge is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.